This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Educators in the Sheridan School District southwest of Denver voted overwhelmingly Wednesday night to authorize a strike. The vote comes after months of teaching without a contract and trying to negotiate with the district. Educators also accused district officials of retaliating when teachers spoke out. District officials could not immediately be reached for comment, but in the past have blamed the union for the impasse. The U.S. House has blocked an effort to rein in President Trump's Iran war powers largely along party lines. Colorado congressional members were split along with Republicans voting no and Democrats voting yes. The resolution would have required congressional authorization before Trump could use military force against Iran again. Colorado Democratic Representative Joe Neguse supported the effort, saying the Constitution is clear.
The framers and the founders of our country wisely understood that the power to declare war, most solemn power for any democracy, should rest with the Article I branch of our government.
Republicans countered it's dangerous to limit the commander-in-chief's authority to finish the military action that has already started, and Trump has constitutional authority to protect the U.S. Fort Garland Museum and Cultural Center in the San Luis Valley is joining a global network committed to honest and nuanced looks at history. The International Coalition of Sites of Conscience focuses on educating visitors about all types of history, including the ugly kind. This, with the hope these stories help create empathy. For example, Fort Garland Museum has explored the enslavement of indigenous people in the region. It now joins more than 400 sites in 80 countries that are part of the International Coalition.